Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble and informative hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the qualifications and requirements of a leader. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported as having said, "You certainly know that he who is in charge of the honor, the lives, the booty, enforcement of the booty, the commandments, and the leadership of the Muslims." So the first Imam mentions some of the responsibilities and functions of the leader. He's in charge of the honor of the Muslims, the lives of the Muslims, the wealth of the Muslims, and the commandments and leadership of the Muslims. How should this person be? The Imam says, this person should not be a miser. He should not be miserly. Why? Because, Imam says, as he would avidly crave their wealth. If he was miserly and greedy, he would crave their wealth and usurp it. People would end up being poor, whereas the function of the leader is to spend the money and to for the betterment of the people. Then, in continuation, he says, nor an ignorant man. Why? As he would then mislead them with his ignorance. And he wouldn't know what to do. He would give them, bad advice, and they would end up being led astray. Nor crude in his manner. He should not be crude in his manner. Why? Because he would estrange them with his crudeness. Nor should he be one who deals unjustly with the distribution of wealth, thus preferring one group over another. Right? One group would become, the society would become unequal in as far as economics is concerned. One group, we would have a class society, a wealthy class in society, and an impoverished class. And then obviously this would lead to the destruction of society, this inequilibrium of wealth. Also, nor should he be one who accepts bribe in his ruling, lest he, what would happen in this case? He would forfeit people's rights. Right? People's rights would be trampled upon. Somebody stole something from somebody and they came to the ruler for judgment. The ruler and the wealthy person, he took the person who was a thief and he stole the money from this other person. He gave him a bribe. The other person whose wealth had been stolen and usurped, he would not get his right. And pass judgments without them, without their rights. Finally, the Imam said, nor should he be one to suspend recommended practices. The sunnah, he should not be a person who would suspend them, right? Like a lot of the caliphs in history of the Islamic world did. Right? What would happen? Whereby he would ruin the community. The sunnah of the Prophet, the prophetic sunnah, that has been transmitted to us, right? This is the cause of the felicity and sa'adat of the community. If it is suspended, right, it leads to their wretchedness and it leads to many problems. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the qualities of a leader in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.